Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by singer-songwriter Isabel Duma. And Isabel is based where? Are you at home in Los Angeles now, or where are you based?
I'm in Los Angeles, yeah.
You're a California girl. You originally grew up in San Francisco.
Yes, I'm a California girl through and through.
So what made you decide you wanted to live in L.A.? Because I think San Francisco and L.A. have very different vibes.
Very different. NorCal versus SoCal is just two completely different worlds. But my passion has always been music. My life has always been music. And as much as I love the Bay Area, it does not have a music scene nearly in any world compatible with that of Los Angeles. So pretty much once I finished high school, I was like, it's time to go and do this full time. And LA just was the closest out of LA and New York. So here we are.
Here you are. Well, did you ever expect to have the kinds of successful numbers that you've got? 19 million apparently views for one of your songs. I mean, the numbers are just mind-boggling.
It's been, I mean, for me also, I think just sitting back and watching stuff, and as someone who, any artist, when you're sitting and you're writing a song in your bedroom, you hope that five people will listen to it. And so every person that listens to it, I'm just so grateful and completely blown away. It's been really incredible to watch, and I just feel really grateful.
And every relationship with Isabel produces 50 songs. That's what you said.
About, yeah, everyone beware. But no, I mean, you have to draw. I just draw a lot from my own life, and every relationship in any way, friendship, familial, romantic, there's just so many levels to everything. And so, you know, as a writer, you have to take kind of everything you can get. And even I'll be 3 years out of a relationship and you get new clarity on a relationship. I mean, look at Taylor Swift rewriting her songs about relationships from 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So there's just always more room.
Yeah, you're a fearless girl, I understand.
I am a fearless girl, yes.
Of course, that being one of Taylor's biggest albums, but that's where the reference is too. For those who are tuning in for the first time, we're talking with Isabel Duma, who is in Los Angeles right now, and you have a new album coming out in June, and I cannot find the name of the new album anywhere.
I have a new single coming out in June.
Oh, a single, okay. Oh, I thought your album was coming out.
Sadly, not the album. The EP is on the works in the way. But yeah, single coming out in June. That's called Always Leaving You. Mm-hmm. We just hit a week for when my last single came out. So yeah, it's been exciting.
And the new single is Quarter Life Crisis?
Yes, Quarter Life Crisis.
So what is a 19-year-old having a crisis about?
Well, let me tell you. So because I moved to LA right after high school, I was technically 17, but 18. And I found myself surrounded. I mean, I'm the youngest out of all of my friends down here, because most people that I find myself in community with are just getting out of college, just getting out of school. And so I kind of felt like I was in the world that a 22-year-old would find themselves in when they're leaving that kind of sense of community, this higher education, and then you're just thrown into the real world. Mm-hmm. But I was 18. And so the best knowledge that I have, who knows, maybe I'll hit 25 and have a real quarter life crisis. But at 18, I just was completely lost with what to do. And I feel like there's a big learning curve when you enter the adult world that I personally was not ready for. And that's how quarter life crisis came to be.
Mm-hmm. And when you write songs about your own experiences, your own life, it can be therapeutic, cathartic, you know.
100%. I think, yeah, selfishly writing is a way for me to just kind of work through things and understand things. And singing songs about stuff that's really important in its own can be such an incredible feeling. So yeah, it's therapeutic for me, and I hope that it can be in turn for other people.
What's your highlight been so far? Cause you're very young and this journey's kind of new. So even though you've been writing songs since you're 10, but still by the same token, you've been releasing music for the last few years. So what's been the highlight for you so far?
I think really just, I mean, all of this, I've been wanting to do it for so long. So what would be a main highlight? first time I released a song on Spotify, that was definitely a high. Even if it just, regardless of how a song does, seeing your name on a playlist or whatever, it's just incredible. Having people listen to my songs, people that I don't know, people from all over the world, and respond and connect to the songs in a way that I connect to them is more than I could ask for, and just has been incredible with this new single especially. I've gotten some really kind notes about just how people are connecting with it. And that's really special for me because it's a really important song to me about how I work through stuff and knowing that a lot of other people are going through the same thing. And so I think seeing that, music is just the most powerful tool that we have. And I know that. And so I think getting to see how my music can connect with other people is just an incredible, incredible thing.
Every international artist that I have on the show says that their goal, the ultimate pinnacle, would be to be successful in America. And I often talk about the fact that, you know, America's greatest export is entertainment, is our music, is our movies. You know, I mean, a lot of people around the world enjoy this stuff. So I'm very interested to know how would you describe your style of music? Because I read where you had a country song, or at least it had country in the title. And so I thought, well, I don't know if she's a country singer, but there was a song with country in the title.
When I was 12, I was a country fanatic, and that's kind of a secret about myself that I now guess anyone who listens to this will know. But I went through a little country phase, but now I tend to identify my genre as indie pop, which I mean is just such an umbrella term for so many different arenas. But pop music, I like to just kind of have a base of acoustic. I'm a very guitar-driven. I like very guitar-driven songs, and then also incorporating elements of nostalgia. We'll throw like a little 80s synth in there or some 70s guitar. I think that's the best way to describe my sound. Indie pop with some oldie sounds.
Mixed. All right, well, we're going to check out your song right now. Isabel Dumas with us. What are you going to perform for us?
New single, Quarter Life Crisis.
Quarter Life Crisis. Here's the new one from Isabel Dumas here on Border Crossings.
So I don't lose friends. Swear it's the last time, or else I'll lose my mind. Another weekend out of my hands, another body I can't stand. Feeling half alive, don't mean to kill the vibe. Losing my grip, but can't let go. So I say yes when I mean no. Foot on the gas, I've lost control. Breathing isn't living. Fall.
Border Crossings, Isabel Duma, Quarter Life Crisis. Now, when you write a song, is it the melody that comes to you first or the lyrics?
For me, they come pretty simultaneously, which I know is just so different for every singer-songwriter. I'd say 70% of the time I get them together, 15% of the time a lyric will come first, and 15% of the time a melody will come first. But yeah, pretty simultaneously for the most part.
And that's great. And you're like, you produce your own music, you write your songs. So that's wonderful that you have so much control over what you're doing.
I write my own stuff. I work with a lot of producers because I'm good at knowing what I want it to sound like, but I'm not skilled enough to execute it to the best extent myself. But I've been really blessed to work with some incredible producers who are just able to take my vision and bring it completely to life. Mm.
Is it safe to say that your music is retro? I mean, with that, because I saw that as a question that was once asked to you. I don't know necessarily that retro is what you're doing, but I know that there's a lot of influence from your moms, one of them in particular who was listening to doo-wop music. Yes. So
I wouldn't classify my music as retro, but I would say it comes from, there's some retro sparkles in there. And a lot of it is inspired from, I just grew up listening, household always playing music, listening to all of the greats. One mom was Aretha Franklin, all of the doo-wop bands. Other mom was James Taylor, Cat Stevens. So I got a nice little blend of incredible music. And I think all of that has fed into who I am as an artist and somewhat of the sound that I like to produce as well.
That's great. And you started writing at 10, music, or at least entries into your diary. And so when you were putting songs into your diary, or things that you were writing, were they poems? Does this process start with poetry and evolve to songwriting, or how did it work for you?
I jumped straight into songs. As aforementioned, I am a Swiftie at heart. And so when I was 10, I was like, oh, Taylor Swift writes her own songs. I need to write my own songs too. And so just jumped right in. They were no good, but they rhymed and they had a premise. I'll give it that. But yeah, I just kind of went straight into songs and I didn't know how to play anything at the time. So it was just me and my voice. And then once I started learning piano and guitar and was able to actually accompany myself on a song, that's when they kind of really started.
Mm. I was going to ask if you go back now and look at the songs you wrote in your early days, maybe you can tweak them a little bit, change them a little bit to fit what's going on in your life today. Or would you say, nah, this stuff was not good at all?
To an extent, I do find myself sometimes going back and I'm like, wow, that was actually a really good lyric, and trying to kind of transfer that. It might be a fun idea to just go back and rework a song. There are definitely little bits of them where I was like, damn, that was really good. You did that when you were 13.
Yeah, 10-year-old, 12-year-old, wow.
Yeah. But,
so where's the most unusual place you ever got inspiration to write a song?
Ooh. Gosh, everything.
Some people say shower or the bathroom, or I woke up in a dream. I mean, I get all kinds of answers to that.
Dream has been one. Just having like the wildest dreams and wanting to document it to the best of your extent. Mm-hmm. Also just being in public. There's so much going on around us all the time. So just like one time in New York, I was just sitting in the park and I was just people watching, and there's just so much that comes from that, and writing stuff down, walking on hikes and just being in nature. Just, it comes from everywhere and every which way.
Well, that's great. That's always wonderful, to get inspiration from so many different places. So have you done a lot of international performing or international touring?
Not yet, but I would love, love, love to. I love to travel, and getting to travel for music, that would be the dream.
Yeah, maybe, work with Taylor Swift, get on the tour.
I'm working on it someday, maybe.
Isabel Dumas is our guest. You're going to do another song for us?
Yes.
What is this one?
This one is an unreleased song. It's called Marry Her.
Marry Her. Okay. This is Marry Her. It's Isabel Dumas on Border Crossings.
You wanted your face in her locket, left me forgotten. What was I to do? Now I'm guarded and my heart is hardened. I still feel haunted by the ghost of you. Was it just to pass the time?
Border Crossings, Isabel Dumas, and Marry Her. So give me the idea behind this song. What were you at when you decided to write this song?
This is a sad song, but it stemmed from a relationship that I had had in high school, and an experience that I think a lot of people are experiencing one way or another, but where it was kind of this person that we'd had this big relationship and it had been a mess, but I thought that for both of us, it was this big, important relationship, and we were both kind of each other's first loves. And then finding out that that was not at all the case for him. And it was this big thing for me, but he kind of always had his eyes on this other girl. And so the line of the song is, sorry if I was the barrier in your way to marry her. Which, I mean, anyone, if you have, you know, when your first boyfriend has a new girlfriend or gets engaged, that same feeling, it was just like, wow, this important person in my life. And regardless if you're over them or not, just, it's not, things don't go the way that you thought they would. And yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. You know, when you found that they've moved on, it's never a comfortable, easy feeling.
Never a fun thing, but
We want to think of ourselves as impossible to get over.
Exactly.
Isabel Dumas is with us, and she has a new album coming out an EP sometime in the near future. Have you thought about titles for that very important EP?
We're playing around. I feel like I'll be indecisive. I have to hear the whole thing in entirety, which we're still working on a few finishing touches on, one more track to kind of do, and then some finishing touches. And so for me personally, I think I'll just have to spend some time with it. And figuring it out. There are a few floating titles that I've kind of just been playing around with, but
can you share them?
I don't want to, because I feel like they won't be solid. I know myself well enough to know that they'll probably get scrapped. I think I just need to spend, hopefully we'll get to spend some time with it and just try and capture the essence of it the best that I can.
Mm. Well, you have a lovely voice, and I know that you had stated that there was no plan B. So this has been it for your whole life, I guess, you know, coming up, writing songs at 10, 12, whatever. And then you said music is it. No plan B.
There was never. I mean, my mom's have videos of me kind of trilling and humming before I could even talk. Like, it's just been day one. I was in singing when I was 3, chorus when I was 6. But it's just always been music, 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 music. And I just know that in my lifetime, and like, this is what I'm meant to do. This is what I'm supposed to do. And I'm always like, even when I'm miserable having to do music, or I know I'm happier getting to do what I love. And I feel really grateful that I get to, and it's just, I just want to be doing this for my whole entire life.
Mm-hmm. And neither of your moms are musical. They're not into music. So it's an interesting choice how you came into music.
They're both music lovers. Neither of them are musical in the slightest.
And they booked a studio for you when you were a little girl.
They've been incredibly, incredibly supportive of my journey every single step of the way. I would not be here if it was not, to the extent that I am, if it was not for them. Yeah, they've just been the most incredible support system I could ask for.
Isabel Duma is with us talking about her newest single and her upcoming music, and we've heard a couple of songs already on the show. And I wanted to ask 3 collaborators you'd like to work with. They can be living or dead. 3 different people that you would like to work with on your wish list.
Living or dead. Stevie Nicks is just an idol of mine. I think she is an incredible writer, performer, vocalist, human being, all of the above. She's been on tour, and I've just been religiously watching all the tour videos wishing I was there. So she's someone that I would just even get to be in the room and pick her brain, let alone get to collaborate with. I think she would be incredible. Top of producers, but I would be really interested to just see and play around. Jack Antonoff is just, he's worked with everyone under the sun.
Yeah. Taylor Swift's producer,
Lana Del Rey's producer. Just everyone. And so I think he's an industry gem, and however it ended up, even just getting to be around and experience that would be incredible. Taylor Swift.
Like, all right, that's what I was hoping you'd say. If she didn't make your top 3.
In any way, shape, or form, I think getting to write with her, I know a lot of my writing has stemmed from just growing up and listening to her. So that would be, beyond an incredible experience.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran might be fun too.
Pardon?
Ed Sheeran might be fun too.
Oh my gosh, of course. Yeah. All of their writing is just, all of their artistry is incredible.
So would you do another song for us? Mm-hmm. I know you've been on vocal rest, and I know we're asking a lot of you to perform, but I appreciate you doing this.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be singing.
Well, thank you.
This last song is called Always Leaving You, and this is going to be my next single.
Always Leaving You?
Yes.
Doesn't sound very happy.
It has a happy melody.
Happy melody. Always Leaving You. Here is Isabel Duma on Border Crossings.
I know you hate that, and I hate it too. Promising myself. myself, I will change, I never do. Sad and confused, I'm a problem even I can't fix. Sorry, you will fall for a fly, risk if I run, you can't leave. I wear out that on my sleeve. Stuck in circles, it's a fragile line. We are dancing from the outer side. Fooled myself and fooled you too. Don't know why I'm always leaving you.
Border Crossings, and that's Isabel Duma with a brand new song, Always Leaving You. And as I mentioned at the beginning, when you're in a relationship with Isabel, you'll probably become the subject of a song. Have you shared with those guys that you've written songs about them, or do they not have a clue? Or
absolutely not. I think it's my one great little power trip that I get to write a song about you, and you do not know if it is about you or not. I've had a lot of, you know, I'm friends with a lot of past relationships and everything. And I've had people come to my concerts and be like, was that about me? Was that about me? And I'm just, you think it's about you? It's about you. It might not be. You just get to sit with that.
I know that there's been a big issue with Taylor Swift in the news recently about Taylor Lautner wondering, is some song Speak Now or something that she's putting out. Is that about me or is that about John Mayer or who's it about?
I know. And you can play with questions, but I mean, at the end of the day, Taylor's the only one with the answers.
Exactly. Exactly. So what about touring? Are you planning to go out on a tour? Is that part of the process now?
I have a few shows coming up. I don't have any tours on the books as of now, but I would love to. And that's something that I would like to be working towards, especially with more music coming out and EP coming out. Definitely something in the future. That's hopefully will happen sooner rather than later, but nothing on the books as of now.
You chose not to go on a contest TV show, The Voice, American Idol, whatever. Was there a reason behind that choice? Did you want to do this all on your own terms or what?
Believe it or not, I actually did The Voice when I was 16, but I didn't get past the blind audition, so they didn't air my blind audition. I'll talk about it freely. I don't advertise it because why?
Sure. They can't see you. So yeah.
I did it. I was 16. So I was like, oh, this is so exciting. But all along, I mean, when I was little, I was like, oh, I will never do one of those TV shows. I want to do it all by myself. And then the opportunity got presented to me and I was like, oh, okay, this could be kind of fun. And it was, met some great people, was a cool experience, but at the end of the day, I'm glad that I didn't continue with it. I feel like it is a really wonderful tool for a lot of people. But for me personally, I'm happy that things have gone the way that they have.
Mm-hmm. And you're living in LA, which is Hollywood. Any aspirations to act?
Maybe I get asked that sometimes, and I think I would be a good actress, but I've never acted, so I don't know. I think maybe if the opportunity presented itself, it definitely wouldn't be something that I would be something that I would consider, but it's not something that I'm actively considering or working towards.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, how can people find Isabelle Dumas if they want to check out your music, they want to know what your tour plans are, when the new EP comes out, where do they go?
If you want to listen along, you can find my music on any streaming platform under my name, Isabelle Dumas. Dumas is spelled with two A's. Or on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, under I am Isabelle Dumas, spelled the same way. You can look on my website, isabelledumas.com, for upcoming tour dates. Or if you want to just listen to music and watch some videos there. Same, there's some live stuff on YouTube. Mm-hmm. See the live versions of... Mm-hmm.
Do you write songs differently when you're in a relationship than when you're not? Are the songs different?
Content-wise, yes. I think at the base, the way that they come to be is about the same. Mm. And you don't have to be in a relationship to write a song about relationships. You can be in a relationship and write a song about waking up in the morning. So I wouldn't say it necessarily changes the writing process, but the premise of a relationship song is going to be different than the premise of a song about family, mm-hmm. or about the state of the world, or X, Y, and Z.
And what are your goals? Would you have a dream on your wish list of maybe scoring a film, or maybe doing a musical or holiday songs? Have you thought about other things you'd like to try?
End goal, I'm a dog lover. And so I'd like to be able to make enough of a career that I just get to sit and kick back and make music in a little country home with about 10 dogs.
Wow. That's nice.
But entertainment wise, I mean, my sights are just kind of set on making music that I love, making music that will connect with people, getting to be able to tour with music. I do think it would be incredible. I think entertainment is such an, you know, connected road. So I think being able to kind of branch into other areas of it would be incredible. Whether that's film, I love musical theater. So whether that's anything that has to do with musical theater as well, totally would be open to that and would love to get to do any of that if the opportunity came around.
And the name Dumas is, what's the ethnicity of that?
French. French. My birth certificate spells it D-U-M-A-S. But most people pronounce it Dumas, and that always drove me crazy. And so just to make sure that didn't happen, people like, let's just spell it differently. So now everyone pronounces it the right way.
Right. It's spelled like it sounds. Yeah. Isabelle Dumas is with us. And thank you so much for being on the show today. We really, really appreciate
it. Thank you so much for
having
me.
Oh, yes. And when you do put out the EP, let us know. You know, we'd love to have you back on the program.
Will do. I would love to be back. Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited to get to be here.
Is there anything you would like to say to the troops who are tuned in around the world, or to the rest of the international audience in 100 countries that is watching right now?
Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to check out my music, I would be more than honored. And I'm just so happy to get to be here and get to be talking with you guys.
And once again, the site to go to is?
IsabelleDumas.com would be the website, or just look up my name.
All right. Isabelle Dumas is our guest. My name is Larry London, and you have been watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.